the word of the Lord while we're standing. Thank you for your patience and your time here today. Hallelujah. Yes, you certainly can. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. Don't forget that our Christmas banquet is coming up December the 6th. I'm going to be passing the chart again. If you would, please be sure your name is on there, because we need to get a head count to be able to turn in to the caterers to be able to have enough food for us all. And also that night, Sister Givens' husband is supposed to be here. His birthday is that day or either the day before. It's right in that area. I'm not sure. We wanted to do something to get all the church members to buy a birthday card to bring that night. She's going to bring a cake. We want to try and encourage him. He hasn't been out of the hospital that long, but he's hungry, and we feel that if this would encourage him to maybe come to church. And that's what we want to do, to encourage people to come to church and get where they need to be. And if everybody, if as a family, would bring a birthday card that night, and just hold on to it until Sister Given tells us what we need to do with it or whatever at that time, okay? But we want to encourage him, if it, any way possible, for his birthday, and to let him know that we as a church appreciate him and everything, okay? Amen. All right, thank y'all.
Amen. And guess what we're going to do tomorrow night? Boy, that was a brilliant deduction. Amen. And guess what we need? We need help. We need good help bad. Amen. How many can help us tomorrow? All right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you. Okay, and we'll get some more tonight, I'm sure. But we will need some help tomorrow. We had a good time 2 weeks ago. And we're going to have, I'm sure, a good number of orders tomorrow night. Because, it's that time of year when people are looking for good, sweet stuff. And this is good, and it's sweet. All right. Tuesday night is family prayer. Amen. So come for family prayer. Wednesday night is the last day before Thanksgiving 2008. So let's come and give thanks, shall we? Amen. You know what? I love feeling thankful. I'm so glad that I can be thankful. Amen. I don't like feeling ingracious. It's a bad feeling. Amen. It's bad to be always complaining about things and murmuring. Amen. It's good to feel thankful. Praise God. There's an element of faith in thanksgiving, and it's good to feel thankful. Praise God. I'm going to preach today from the book of Matthew, in the 8th chapter. Good to see you. Thank you for being here in this service this morning. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 said, "And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded him for a testimony unto them." I want to preach this morning about show and tell. Amen. Show and tell. God bless you. You may be seated. A couple of months ago, a little boy shocked the school at show and tell. When it came his time for show and tell, he said, "I got something I brought today." He said, "It blows up and makes a big bang." Amen. His teacher dove for the little bag and uncovered a hand grenade that he brought to show and tell. They called the police and everybody came in, and quite a stir, evacuated the school. But it was dead. It was not a live hand grenade. It was a just something, you know, that showed what a hand grenade, but it did have an explosion. It had blows of power. It got quite a response. Kid was 5 years old. Amen. And now then, they were trying to decide whether to press charges against him or not. Amen. 5-year-old terrorist. Isn't that awful? Amen. I'd call that an overreaction. Amen. But I tell you what, he got a response. He got a response. But I don't believe that he got a response like this guy got a response. Amen. I'm telling you, this leper got a response. Amen. This leper, did something awesome whenever he went, showed, and began to tell. Hallelujah. First of all, let me examine leprosy just a little bit here today for those that perhaps don't know a lot about it. I don't know a lot other than what I read. Leprosy was the most dread disease of Bible times. It was the AIDS of its time as far as what was associated with it. And it was incurable. There were many different kinds of skin diseases as there are today. And in Bible times, they didn't have the medical knowledge we have today. So all skin diseases were treated with care. And so if a skin disease came up, a ringworm or psoriasis, you had to go to the priest and he would examine you and look it over, because he was in charge of public safety as far as health was concerned. So they would watch that closely to see if it developed into something that they would call leprosy. Leprosy had several different manifestations. One is called nodular or tubular leprosy. It would begin, first of all, in just feeling generally bad, lethargic, and then pain would get into the joints, and some dark spots and patches would grow on the back, and those dark spots, little pink nodules, would rise up, and then they would later turn brown and crusty, and it would spread from the back to the face and the neck, and it loved to get in crevices, and it would grow, and those nodules would grow and disfigure, and then they would begin to ulcerate and begin to ooze a foul discharge, and over time the face would just become to where it was almost unrecognizable as a human being. So you can see what leprosy would do to a human being. You can see the fear that it would strike in somebody's heart. Amen. And what it would do to somebody when they found out that they had leprosy. There was no cure for leprosy. You could not hide leprosy. If you had leprosy, everybody knew about it. As a matter of fact, by the law, you were commanded, when people got close to you, to start sounding a warning, saying, "Unclean, unclean, I am a leper, I am unclean." Lepers could not live with their families. Lepers could not work on a job. Lepers could not go to synagogue or to church. Lepers became literal outcasts. And that went on for somewhere between 9 and 20 years before that slow consuming death would take his life. So you can see the desperate plight of this man that came to Jesus. The Bible said that he was a leper. But there was something about Jesus Christ that charged the heart of this man and overcame everything that had been in his past. That when he saw Jesus or heard about him, some hope and some faith began to rise up in his heart. Amen. And he kind of forgot the convention, because the Bible said that this man came worshiping. Came worshiping. Hallelujah. He came worshiping to Jesus Christ. When you recognize him and you really know him, there's something about the presence of God and the knowledge of Jesus Christ that inspires worship in the heart of the faithful. Amen. He came worshiping to the Lord. He came humbly before the Lord. The Bible said he came and he bows himself and he calls out and he said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." There was something about the presence of God that attracted him. He kneels down. He makes this bold proclamation of faith. He believed in the power of God. He believed in the ability of God. He believed that Jesus could do what other people said was impossible to do. Amen. He came to Jesus Christ, kneeling down before Him, worshiping Him. Amen. And then I want us to see for a moment, how did Jesus respond? Jesus always responds with positive and true and genuine, sincere worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." He said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Hallelujah. He said, "If you will draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you." When Jesus is worshipped, His presence always draws near. So Jesus began to invite that presence. Amen. One thing always stands out to me about Jesus that I would love to see the church emulate today, and that is that Jesus was always approachable. People were drawn to Him. People came to Him. There was a compassion. There was a kindness about Jesus Christ that just always invited people into His presence. Amen. You know, I think sometimes the church loses that. Some people want to be soul winners at their own convenience. God, I want to be a soul winner, but don't let it mess with my schedule any. I want to be a soul winner, but don't let it inconvenience me. I want to be a soul winner, but I want to choose the kind of people that I associate with. I want to be a soul winner, but let me make sure, God, that you know they kind of fit what I think Christians ought to be. Amen. Soul winning's not like that, folks. You would never have chosen this man. You would never have chosen this man. Amen. But Jesus did. Hallelujah. He was approachable. He was compassionate. And when this man got close to him, the Bible says Jesus did the unthinkable. He reached out and He touched him. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how long this man had had leprosy, but I can tell you one thing. From the time that he became a leper, no one had touched him unless it was another leper. He had never felt somebody with compassion and mercy just reach out and lay a hand on him and just say, "I love you. I care about you. I'm not afraid of you. Amen. I'm not afraid of your condition." Amen. Let me tell you something. Sin will not jump on you if you reach out and touch somebody that has a need. Amen. You're not going to catch sin like that. It's not contagious by touch. You can touch sinners without becoming a sinner. Amen. You can care about people without becoming a sinner. Amen. You can be compassionate without becoming a sinner. Amen. You can reach out to them in their need and help them in the time of their need without becoming a sinner. Amen. Jesus reached out. He didn't become a leper. Did you notice something about leprosy? Did you know what it said? He said, "If you can," He said, "you can cleanse me." Leprosy is not talked about as being healed, but as being cleansed. Because leprosy is the closest type of sin in the Scripture. Sin is not so much healed as it is cleansed. And leprosy was not so much healed as it was cleansed. And so when Jesus responded to the man, He said, "I will, be thou clean." Hallelujah. "Be thou clean." And the Bible said immediately. Everybody say immediately. Amen. Let me tell you something. You don't have to wait a long time for the Lord to take care of your sin.
He can and He will do it immediately. God doesn't save folks on the layaway plan. Hallelujah. If you'll repent, He will forgive. Amen. He'll remit your sin. He'll blot out your transgressions. He'll forgive everything that you have done. And He'll do it just as soon as the words get out of your mouth. You'll be clean. Amen. Immediately, the Bible said, the man was cleansed. Hallelujah. And then Jesus immediately had a job for him. Amen. Before the man could get away, listen to what he said. Amen. Now he's healed. Now he's clean. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus says to him, He said, don't you tell anybody about this. Fat chance. Hey man, that ain't going to happen. See, thou tell no man. He said, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You talk about show and tell. Hallelujah. Hey, this man probably was known there. Amen. There was a great crowd around him, and they started making way when he started walking through the crowd. Amen. He went and got him a branch of hyssop, and he got him a little bit of cedar, and he got him a bucket with some water, and he got a couple of turtle doves, and he said, I'm headed down to show myself to the priest. Hallelujah. People looked in his hands and they saw the gift that he was bringing. According to Leviticus chapter 14, he walks into the synagogue. The priests look at his hands and they look up at the man and their eyes get wide and wild. And they said, haven't we seen you here before? He said, yes, sir. Didn't we tell you had leprosy? He said, yes, sir, but I don't have it anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Now what you got to understand today, people, is this is the first time in the Bible that we have ever read about anybody being cleansed of leprosy. There was provision in the law. There was a provision in the book of Leviticus. But we don't read anywhere in the Bible that anybody was healed of leprosy until right now. It may have happened. I don't know. But I know nobody recorded it. But I do know that when that man stepped in, bringing those gifts with him, amen, and those priests, they took the hyssop. All they could do is take his offering. Sounds like a preacher. They took his offering. Amen. And they started, see, they couldn't look at him yet. Amen. You see, when you come to Jesus Christ, the Lord's not looking at you, and He's not looking at your sin. He's looking at your offering. And if you bring the right sacrifice, which is Jesus Christ and His shed blood, you see, He can't help but look at that sacrifice. He's drawn to the sacrifice. And if the sacrifice is right, He'll accept the sinner. So he brought the right sacrifice, and the priests get it, and they take one of those little turtle doves, and they pull his head off, and they drain his blood into that basin, amen, over some running water, and then they take that hyssop and they dip it down in there, and they sprinkle that living bird with the blood of the dead bird, and they take him outside, and they release him, and people look, and they behold this blood-stained bird as it rises up in the heavens. And the shout goes forth, hey, somebody has been healed of leprosy today. And everywhere that bird flew, and everybody that saw that dove said, look at that. Somebody has been healed of leprosy somewhere. Amen. My, what a message of hope. Amen. Can you imagine when that bird flew over a leper house and somebody looked up and somebody said, look at that bird, boys. Somebody's been healed. There's hope for us. Something's happening in the world that's never happened before. Amen. Hallelujah. You talk about show and tell. He stood there. He said, examine me. Look all you want to, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. But you're not going to find any leprosy anywhere, because a man called Jesus cleansed me and washed away all of my leprosy. Amen. I'm here to tell you today that there's a greater than Moses, and there's a greater than David, and there's a wiser than Solomon, and there's a more faithful than Abraham. Amen. And His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You talk about a testimony. Amen. When He walked out of there, can you imagine? When He walked out of that place and He went back to His house, amen, and His wife and His kids see Him coming. Amen, Daddy, Daddy, you can't come home. Remember, you're a leper. We're sorry, Daddy, but you can't come home anymore because you have leprosy. With tears running down His cheeks, He said, oh no, I can come home now. I can live at home once again. I can hug my wife and my kids again. I can go back to work again because I'm not a leper anymore. I met a man by the name of Jesus, and He washed my sins away. Amen. I've never had leprosy. I don't know how leprosy feels, but I do have sin. And I know how sin felt. And I know what it did to me. And I know what it does to other people. Sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. I understand that today. If you have sin in your life, you're busy dying while you're living, and there's not any hope for you except the same hope that the leper had. There's a man called Jesus that can wash sins away and deliver people out of their sin. How do you know that, Pastor? I'm here to show and tell today. Hallelujah. I know if He did it for me, I know He can do it for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I was a sinner, but He saved me by His grace, and He washed me by His blood, and He filled me with His Spirit, and He sealed me by His name. And I'm here to tell you today, if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. Amen. There's not anything too hard for the Lord. Let's stand together today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anybody here need cleansing? You know what I'm talking about. You don't have to tell anybody about it today. You don't have to confess to a man. You don't have to go to anybody and tell them about what's going on. But there's something that's eaten away. There's something that you can't get rid of. There's something that's controlling your life. It darkens all of your days. It brings shame, trepidation to your house. Amen. It's something that you have said, oh, I wish I could get rid of this. I wish I could break this habit. I wish I could leave this behind. Amen. It's a shame that strikes your conscience. Something that you can't get rid of. But I'm telling you today that Jesus has a cure for sin. Amen. He can wash it away. And all it takes is a simple prayer of sincere repentance. Jesus, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me today and help me, because I don't want to live like this anymore. Amen. Let me open this altar this morning, and somebody needs to come and pray. Somebody needs to come and bring it all to Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Would you do it right now? Amen. Praise God. Would you just give it to Jesus right now? Would you lay it on the altar right now? Amen. Praise God.